The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
It became obsessive, and yet we were constantly insulted.
How could this guy still be out there?
It had been years since 9/11, and we had nothing.
And then here's this compound.
Oh my God, we may have found him. The president said, nobody else in our government is to know about this.
My team's going to the most important mission in modern history.
This is the moment when everything you've planned to get bin Laden is on the line in the next 20 minutes.
And that's when all hell broke loose.
And that next 20 minutes, the mission of a lifetime, this is the focus of a must-watch top new Netflix docuseries, American Manhunt, Osama Bin Laden, really featuring all of those heroes involved in planning this historic raid to bring justice after the deadliest terrorist attack in our United States history for Americans, September 11th, 2001. Remember, many from our region here and across America, we grieve, we mourn together after 2,977 were killed, thousands injured, and that doesn't even begin to think about the first responders there at Ground Zero, right, who suffered afterwards. Really honored to bring forth the man who's really dubbed a hero, the star of this series, if you will, Navy SEAL Rob O'Neill, recounting bin Laden's takedown. It's so good to have you here. We really appreciate your time. Congratulations on this series and also bringing forth justice and letting us relive that. Hey, Rob.
Well, good morning. Thank you again for having me. And I mean, what an honor. That's quite a montage to even to listen to, just the realization of the impact of everything leading up to 9/11 and after 9/11, and then the mission to kill Osama bin Laden in 2011. It's quite a time. Well, great honor. Almost. I'm rarely at a loss for words, but we're getting close.
Well, you know what? When you think about this, I would love to hear you retell the story of that after that 20 minutes coming in, and also the acceptance that you, as a military, highly trained military member with your team there, but for you, do you have that moment where you say, this mission, I have to accept the fact that I may very well be, sacrificing my life?
Of course. It was a, 9/11 obviously kicked off a lot of different battles in a lot of different places, obviously Afghanistan first, but then we branched out, especially at SEAL Team 6, which is the Tier 1 unit, Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, the Indian Ocean, Somalia, stuff like that. We're fighting all over the place, initially to get al-Qaeda and to kill Osama bin Laden, but it went everywhere else. So we're fighting al-Qaeda in Iraq, Abu Muzab al-Zarqawi, Ayman al-Zawahiri, stuff like that, people everywhere, to a point where we were used to fighting, and the team that they picked to go after bin Laden, we'd been fighting nonstop all the time. We got really, really good at fighting the enemy, but this one mission at the end, now we're going to go into Pakistan, into a place where there's first world anti-air defenses in helicopters. We're not sure that worked. Pilots have only been flying for a week. We're going to get shot down on the way in. We're going to get in a fight when we get there. If anyone's going to blow himself and his entire family, his whole house up, it's bin Laden. We're not going to be able to get out. We're going to fight it out there with the Pakistanis, or we're going to end up in prison, which is going to be a slow, painful death. We're not coming home. This is a one-way mission, and we knew about that. The 23 guys that went in, we talked about it. And I had one guy actually ask me before that mission, if we know we're going to die, why are we going? And he said, don't get me wrong, I'm going, 100%. I just got to say it out loud. Why are we going? And we discussed it. We're not going for our fame or the reward money. We're going tonight after Osama bin Laden for the first Americans that had to fight al-Qaeda toe-to-toe to the death. And those were the passengers on United Flight 93. We're going after bin Laden for the single mom who dropped her kids off at elementary school on a Tuesday morning. And 45 minutes later, she jumped to her death out of a skyscraper because the building she was in was on fire at a degree we've never we could never imagine. She looked down and made a choice, and that's a better alternative. She grabbed a stranger's hand, and her last gesture of human decency was holding her skirt down as she killed herself. None of them were supposed to be in the fight. We're supposed to be in the fight. And we even had that discussion almost in the movie Braveheart, where, you know, because it was we could pull ourselves off of this mission at any time and put a replacement in, and you can live for 50 years. But on your deathbed, would you give every single day up from now until then for one more chance at this? And the answer is yes.
Can you take me through that moment, just what happened, you know, when you realize this is it, this is the guy, we found him?
At first, when we were first told that they confirmed it was bin Laden, it was mainly a team of women that found him. And one of the lead women said, the reason you guys are here is this is as close as we've ever been to Osama bin Laden. And looking around the room, we're in a secure area. All the guys I was with, nobody was celebrating. They're just like, cool, are we going now? We're ready. We knew about 2 weeks before we went in who we were going after, and we didn't need to train. We just wanted to show the people making the decisions what we were capable of. And even after the fact, President Obama told us, I was never 100% convinced he was there, but after watching you guys train, I was convinced you could go in and figure it out and come back home. And then just going with the team, it's like, it's almost like, well, we accept this together. I've fought with these guys forever. I'm going to die with them. And it's almost like one of those, you know, not to get too, you know, overly patriotic, but it's like, you know what? What an ending. Because bin Laden's going to die tonight, and I might die with him, but what an ending.
My God. Our executive producer, Dan Borowski.
Yeah, absolute honor to speak with you, sir. And I'm just curious, when you said Obama there, you know, had that comment that he knew you guys would come home, but when you went into that compound, you had the helicopter crash, and you had to have seen that, right? And there had to have been a thought that went through your mind at one point that said to yourself, we're not coming home after this. Did you have that thought? Or like, what was going through your head when everything happened?
I didn't know they crashed. I was in the other helicopter, and my team was going to drop some guys off outside, then my team was going to the rooftop of bin Laden's house. But once we started going up, to our pilot realized he couldn't hover because he saw the other guy crash, so he just put us outside of the compound, outside those big 20-foot walls. And I remember stepping my right foot out in the complete wrong spot, but I could see bin Laden's house, and I just remember thinking, well, I guess we start the war from right here. And I'm not going to let any fear or panic set in. I'm just going to do my job. And the way to do your job is keep it simple. Slow is smooth, smooth is fast. We're going to get in there. We'll figure it out when we get there. And I'm with my guys. But I was at a moment, you know, I was like taking mental snapshots. Remember this because, you know, honor this because this is it. And this is the last day. And it wasn't, and there wasn't fear there. It was acceptance. And this is what, you know, this is what I can't, why else did I join? This is what I'm here to do. But I was very confident in my team. We're gonna succeed. It's just, how do we get out now that we're gonna, you know, even though the helicopter wasn't destroyed yet, we're going to have to destroy it. Then we have to figure out a way to live. But first, we got to kill Osama bin Laden. So it was what we do. We're really, really good at that. And there was never a threat of, you know, even being engaged by the enemy. It wasn't a problem. We do this before, and we had fought al-Qaeda so much to the point. It's like, these guys really aren't good. Either we're really good or they're just really bad. Something's going on here. But it wasn't a matter of how do I save myself. It's like, we got to find him first and kill him. Then we'll worry about ourselves.
You know, somebody I've really gotten close to over the years, a local Philadelphia guy, Charlie Strange, the dad of Michael Strange, and he's having an upcoming April event. He, you know, SEAL Team 6 as well, died in that chopper, you know, in Afghanistan.
I do. Yeah.
August of 2011. To those, and I have a lot of Gold Star families listening right now, military members, I know that it means a lot to them that you're doing this on Netflix. Can you take me through as far as the justice within the situation and why this project, Rob, is important to you?
Well, and I love Charlie Strange too. Salt of the earth, love the guy. I know I am very familiar, obviously, with Extortion 17, the helicopter that went down. And what's important with that overall thing too, even after the bin Laden raid, is the realization of how many men and women are actually involved in what's right for this country, what's right for our way of life and in the West itself. But it's important to see this documentary because it's not about the SEAL team that went in. It's not even about the pilots that flew the SEAL team in, because that story is out there. People know what happened. This is about the men and women behind the scenes who are actually doing the work, the true silent professionals that are making stuff happen. The best way that I can keep it simple for myself is I was smart enough to carry a sledgehammer and a gun. Someone behind me was smart enough to figure out exactly where to go and where to point our team. And that's what this is about. The people, and I'm talking the women that worked 7 days a week, 20 hours a day for years, you know, no families, no husbands, just the job, just this, out there making sure that normal people can take their kids to school and not worry about what's going to happen later. This is about the people behind the scenes that are, protecting is too big of a word, but more of a just like that the silent big family member that is looking out for you type thing. Mm-hmm. And it's very important. They were there before the Bin Laden raid, during the Bin Laden raid, right after the Bin Laden raid, and they're there right now. And it's just kind of it's all like now more than ever, it's kind of like a shot in the arm of patriotism. Like we got this. Yeah. And we are the good guys.
Well, we appreciate you, Rob O'Neill. Thank you so much. It's a must watch. Like I say, Netflix docuseries, American Manhunt, Osama Bin Laden. Thank you, Rob O'Neill. Real honor for us to have you here.
Well, thank you for having me. Thanks very much.
Rob.
I appreciate it.
Don Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.